Hello and welcome to your GCSE History Revision podcast. Today, we're diving into one of the most fascinating periods in English medieval history, the reigns of King Richard I and King John, from 1189 to 1216. This topic is genuinely dramatic. We've got a king who spent almost no time in England, a brother who lost half the kingdom, a document that changed the course of democracy, and a Jewish community caught in the crossfire of religious hatred and royal greed. By the end of this podcast, you'll be able to explain the feudal system, describe how kings raised money, discuss the persecution of Jews, and write confident exam answers. Let's get started. Section 1. The feudal system and the nature of kingship. The feudal system was the backbone of medieval England. Think of it as a giant pyramid of power, and the king sat right at the very top. Here's the key idea that examiners love. The king held all the land in England, not because he owned it personally, but because he held it from God. This is called the divine right of kings. Every single piece of land in England ultimately belonged to the crown. Below the king were the barons and bishops. These were called tenants-in-chief. The king granted them large estates called fiefs, and in return they swore an oath of homage and promised to provide knights for military service. This oath was absolutely central. It was a personal bond of loyalty between lord and vassal. Below the barons were the knights. They held smaller parcels of land from the barons, and they owed 40 days of military service per year. This is called knight service, a term you absolutely must know for your exam. At the very bottom were the villeins and serfs, the peasants who worked the land. Villeins owed labour service to their lord, typically 2 or 3 days of work per week on the lord's land, called the demesne. Serfs were legally tied to the land and could not leave without their lord's permission. Now, here's a crucial exam point. The feudal system wasn't just about land, it was about control. The king used the granting and taking away of land, called forfeiture, as his most powerful weapon. If a baron rebelled, the king could seize his lands. This is exactly what King John did repeatedly to keep his barons in line. Section 2. Richard I, the absent king. Richard I became king in 1189, and here's a fact that always surprises students. He spent only about 6 months of his entire 10-year reign in England. He spoke French, not English. He saw England primarily as a source of money to fund his military campaigns. His great obsession was the Third Crusade, the attempt to recapture Jerusalem from Saladin. To fund this, Richard raised enormous sums. He famously said he would sell London itself if he could find a buyer. He sold royal offices, lands, and titles. He even sold the overlordship of Scotland to the Scottish king for 10,000 marks. Richard left England in the hands of two justiciars, first William Longchamp and then Hubert Walter. The justiciar was essentially the king's deputy, running the country in his absence. This tells us something important about medieval kingship. The system of royal government was sophisticated enough to function without the king being physically present. Richard was captured on his way home from the crusade in 1192 by Duke Leopold of Austria, and a ransom of 150,000 marks was demanded, roughly 3 times the annual royal income. England was taxed heavily to raise this money. Richard was eventually released in 1194. For your exam, remember, Richard's reign shows us that medieval kingship was about more than just being present. It was about maintaining authority through reputation, military success, and the loyalty of key officials.